Be careful that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit based on human tradition, based on the elemental forces of the world, and not based on Christ. For in him the entire fullness of God's nature dwells bodily, and you have been filled by him, who is the head over every ruler and authority. In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not done with hands, but by putting off the body of flesh, and the circumcision of the Messiah, having been buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses, and uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive with him and forgave us all our trespasses. Oh, I love this. He erased the certificate of death with its obligation that was against us and opposed to us, and has taken it out of the way by nailing it, to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and disgraced them publicly. He triumphed over them by him. Verse 20. If you died with Christ to the elemental forces of this world, why do you live as if you still belong to the world? And I'm going to stop right there for a minute. Hey, bud, go ahead and put that. I'm going to take a seat right here. Just bear with me. It says, you are redeemed. See, my back's facing towards you, because that's what we've done, isn't it? We've turned our back on God. Aren't you thankful that God's never turned his back on you? Aren't you so thankful that no matter what you've been through, what you've done, that God never turned his back on you? But yet we do it often, don't we? In that verse it says, why do you live as if you're still in the world? Yes, we're still in this world, but spiritually, he says you are redeemed. He says you are worthy. And I'm going to keep it real with you, church. That's something I struggle with a lot. He says you are worthy. He says you are called. He's called you. He says you're worthy. He says you're redeemed. It's not just who he that says that. It's thus says the Lord, says you're redeemed. Says you're worthy. Says you're called. And as I sit here, I say I have to focus on the cross, because I'm easily distracted. I'm too busy looking at my other brothers and sisters. And there's nothing wrong with that. We should pray for each other. We should love one another. But I have to stay focused, because for me, I'm easily distracted, because sometimes I don't feel worthy. think the brother said it best, you know, when he was out there and he said he was preaching, there was nobody around. Somebody is listening. You may not see it, but somebody's definitely watching how you live. So when I'm at work and all this, and I call this nonsense, that's what it is, nonsense going on. And I try not to get caught up in that because I'm easily distracted. So I have to keep focus on the cross. But when I'm there, I'm thinking, Lord, you got me here for some reason. I know you see what goes on. You see, you hear the things they talk about. But when you hear things and people come to you and they say they respect you for who you are, it's nothing that I've done. It's all because of what he done. So in that moment, when I feel unworthy, they are paying attention. So why do I live? Why do we live like we're still in the world? You know, at the foot of the cross, there's no denominations. There's no you and I. There's no this church and that church, this youth group and that youth group. At the foot of the cross, it's level ground. At the foot of the cross, there's no chains of addiction. At the foot of the cross, there's no unworthiness. At the foot of the cross, if y'all can't feel that, you can come on up here with me. At the foot of the cross, where that blood ran down. That blood is your armor. That's the armor that covers you. That's the armor that covers me. At the foot of the cross, there is no unforgiveness. Because when you're here, and you see and you feel, you feel that Holy Spirit, that's when you know. That's how you know you're saved. He says you are redeemed. I hope y'all get this tonight. Just who he says you are worthy. We are called. We are called to go out. And I've never been a part of a church that does that more than we do. It's because of him. Because we work together. There is no me and you, it's us. But sometimes I forget. I get distracted. I'm very easily distracted. My wife can tell you that. She'll be talking to me. I'm just like Sam says, we have this, men just have this thing. And you're like, okay, yeah. You know. But it's in his presence. It's in his presence. You know, I had a chance to go to New Hope, the Women's Pregnancy Center. And when I first walked in there, I just felt the sweet spirit If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. They're just a great group of people. But I had a chance just to, you know, do a little devotional with them. And I told them, I said, I'm a crybaby, so you'll have to deal with me. Because when you're in the presence, when I'm in the presence, it's so overwhelming. And that's how I worship. But we're sitting in this room, and we all know the story about the woman with the issue of blood as she pressed her way. I mean, she pressed her way through the crowd. That's what we need to do. We need to press into his presence. Because when you're in his presence, there are no distractions. Trust me, you're focused. You are focused. And I share with him, we need to press in. And how powerful is Jesus that he felt that one touch. Immediately he knew somebody had touched him. He knows when you touch him. He knows when you call out. Because he knows who you are. He knows who you are, Dakota. Jaden. Because it's in his presence. It's in his presence. I always love this word, saturation. It means to be thoroughly soaked. It means to be thoroughly soaked. We need to be thoroughly soaked in his presence. So we're not distracted. So we can move forward to the calling that he's gave us, that he's placed on each of our lives, to go out and share the gospel. It's in his presence. It's not about the church. When you walk into this place, I can feel his presence. People who visit, that's the first thing, that what a spirit there is there. It's Jesus. It's because we love each other. It's because it's us. It's not you and I, or me and him, or him and her. It's us. It's in his presence that we can work together. You know, Peter was so saturated, he just walked by a man. Just walked by, and just the shadow, that saturation, that's presence. How do we get there? We get our knees first. You know, I see these signs, these Trump signs everywhere. Make America great again. It's not some man that's going to make America great again. It's the church, being the church. Sam preached about it this morning. And I'm so thankful that God led me here to sit under Pastor Sam. Brother, I want you to know I've learned more from you in the last 2 years than I ever did in the first 36 years. That's because you know his presence. Your compassion for people. Your love for people. Because you know the cross. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, Sam. I'm so glad God gave us the same vision to be the church, to tear down that denominational wall. Oh, it just drives me nuts. I don't know about y'all, but it just drives me crazy. First thing people ask me, what denomination are you? Jesus. I'm Jesus. I'm a Christian. Well, what do you believe? Jesus. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? What kind of service? Jesus. What kind of Jesus? I can't give you any other answer than that. Jesus. What's your pastor? He's like Jesus. Amen. You know, Jesus. I really don't know what to tell him anymore. Jesus. Well, I want to know. It's just Jesus. You know, it just drives me nuts. I want to be saturated. Thoroughly soaked. I'm thoroughly covered by the blood. You know why the blood is your armor? Because the enemy can't cross the bloodline. Father, I thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for this church that we continue to grow. That we continue to be transformed into your image and your likeness, Father. That you thoroughly soak this place, God. When people walk through the door, they instantly know, whoo, Jesus is here. Yahweh is here. Woo, thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of the Most High God is here. Love is here. There's no judgment here. It's just Jesus. Father, I pray that you saturate these seats with your presence. That when they sit down, God, whoo, this instantaneous transformation, and they feel they're covered by your presence, by your blood. And they know that they're worthy, and they are redeemed. Lord, I pray for our pastor. What a mighty man of God he is, Father. I just pray that you continue to anoint his footsteps and his speech, God. Because it's all about you. Father, I pray for each and every one that's here tonight. Lord, if there's anything that they hold on to, Father. Lord, I pray that they just lay it down here, right here at the foot. It's level playing ground here. Father, I thank you for your presence. I'm so glad. Aren't you thankful, church? that when we turn our backs on Him, He never turns His back on us. We serve a risen Savior. A risen Savior. I thank God for this church. I do. I love you, church. I'm going to wrap it up. If you need prayer, please come. I'll pray with you. If you just want to come, get closer to His presence. Oh, He's here. You come closer to me if you want. I feel it. But come, as He says, you are redeemed, you are worthy, you are called. Thus says the Lord. Not me. Thus says the Lord. But if you can go ahead and play something.
If y'all would, let's just all come up to the front and pray at the altar. And let's just thank the Lord that we are redeemed, worthy, and called in Jesus' name. Thank you.
When you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. And when you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. We worship you, oh. Starts to vanish, every hopeless situation ceases to exist, and when you are